こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週テスラ社が屋根のタイルと全く見分けがつかない太陽光発電パネル、ソーラールーフを発表しました。これまでソーラーパネルはベッドで屋根の上から装着されており、見た目があまり良くありませんでしたが、これは普通の屋根のタイルと変わらない見た目で、テラコッタ風、フランス風、スレート風、モダン風と色や質感が違う4種類から選べます。現段階では発電効率は従来のパネルの 98% 程度ですが、効率をさらに上げるために300万ドルをかけてコーティング技術を開発しています。また蓄電装置パワーウォール2も発表され、ソーラールーフで作った電気を緊急時用のバックアップとして蓄電したり、余った電力を売ることも可能です。ソーラールーフの料金はまだ発表されていませんが、イーロン・マスク氏は普通の屋根よりも安くできる可能性がある、また普通の屋根は設置したらそれ以降金銭的な利益をもたらすことはないが、ソーラールーフは家庭で必要な電気をすべて賄うことができると述べました。
This week, Tesla unveiled Solar Roof, which is a photovoltaic roof tile product that is indistinguishable from standard roofing tile. Until now, solar panels have been separately installed upon roofs in an unsightly manner on top of existing roof tiles. The tiles are available in 4 varieties of color and texture: terracotta, French, slate, and modern. In its present form, the solar roof tiles perform at 98% the efficiency of typical solar panels. In order to improve this further,Tesla is investing $3 million in developing superior coating techniques. Furthermore, Tesla unveiled their Powerwall 2 stationary power storage solution, which can be integrated with Solar Roof to store solar energy as backup emergency power or sell it back to the grid. While the price of Solar Roof has not been announced, according to Elon Musk, the Solar Roof will cost less than a standard roof, especially considering that the Solar Roof can provide electric power for an entire home, something that a standard roof cannot do.
そう、すごいおしゃれだよね。
Yeah, looks pretty cool.
全然ソーラーには見えないっていうか、もう普通の屋根、私5年前ぐらいにソーラーモジュールの会社の PR やってたんだけど、ドイツの会社の、その時だから本当にソーラーパネルの展示会とかも行ってたし、でもなぜかそのこういう風に屋根をソーラーにするみたいな発想はなかった
、
だからその屋根にモジュールを取り付けるっていうのがまあ常識というかさ、だったから、こういうふうにね、タイルをソーラーにしちゃうっていう。
Yeah, well, you have to have quite a bit of information about very different industries. The roofing tile、
ね、
industry and photovoltaics, which nobody really had. But, you know, Elon understands so many different things so well. His engineering ability and knowledge. So I don't think it was difficult for him to just combine the two. Supposedly this thing has or provides better insulation than a standard roof does.
ね、だからまあ一応パワーウォールはちょっと高いんだよね。70万円ぐらい、結構するんだけども、まあだからお金持ちの人というかさ、お金に余裕がある人でソーラーつけたいんだけど、なんかのパネルがバーンって屋根にあるの嫌だなみたいな人にはすごいいいよね。
Well, the power wall replaces what people have been traditionally using so far, which isI mean, essentially car batteries wired up in a box or something.
でももっと高かったんだもんね。倍ぐらいの値段だったんだよね。
Yeah, I think
それがまあここ70万円ぐらいまで下がってきてはいるんだけど。
I don't think the Powerwall 2 is expensive considering what it is. And I think even without solar power, the Powerwall is capable of charging whenUtility prices are low.
そうだね。そうそうそう。
And,
書いてた。
So you can use the power when prices are high, and that way your utility costs will go down. And you know, there's I don't know what the payback period on if you just use the power wall for that is, but both of these things pay for themselves pretty much.
そうそう、だからその普通の屋根より安くできる可能性があって、できなかったとしてもまあ普通の屋根と同じぐらいの値段で、でも結局その後の電気代とかを考えると、うん、まあオフセットされるからこっちの方が結局はお得かもしれませんみたいなこと言ってたね。あとそのこのコーティング技術っていうのも効率性を上げるために、こう光の反射をバウンスさせてもっと光を取り入れるみたいな
技術。 Well, they put like, what did they do? Like, he was calling it louvers, but it's like, it's almost like, it's like polarization or something. I mean, I don't think it is polarization, but basically they're built into this, the structure of the glass. It's opaque at certain angles and transparent from above, right? So the idea is when it's on your roof and the sun is generally above your house, that's when it'll be transparent and the panel can work. But if you look at the roof from the street level, the angle is so shallow that it just looks like a normal roof tile.
でしかもこれガラスでできてるんだけどすごい丈夫なんだよね。だから家よりも長持ちする家より屋根の方が長持ちするって言ってたね。
It's crazy how divided people's opinions still are on solar power, isn't it?
Yeah.
People are still so divided on solar power.
Yeah. Well, there are some experts who
were those air quotes?
Yeah, with air quotes.
Air quotes.
Who say weird
Chills.
Shit. So, yeah. I really like this. It's really impressive. It's really cool.
What's cool about it to me, aside from all the, you know, environmental aspect of it, is it's just, if you can produce all of your own energy yourself, you know, that's... There's something kind of infantile about relying on the government and utility and just not, you know, you're so integrated into this thing and it's taking care of you and they're sending you power. But with this, I mean, you could just build a hut on a mountain somewhere and just totally control your own life, I guess.
Yeah.
It really should be decentralized. Power generation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because when you send power over long distances through the grid, the losses are pretty enormous. It doesn't really make sense.
ね。なんかでもこういうふうに、なんていうの、環境のために見た目とか言ってる場合じゃないだろうって思いそうなところを、こう自分がイーロン・マスクだとしてね、こんなに自分をやってるのにみんなもっとちゃんとやってよみたいなさ、思いそうなところを、まあやっぱ見た目がいい方がいいよねみたいな感じでさ、こういうのも作ってくれるっていうのは優しいよね。
Well, the way he thinks is extremely pragmatic in the sense that he understands that people are not, until people can do a good thing that is also in their self-interest, they just won't do it. It's like, you know, the earth can just be completely going up in flames and no one's going to do anything unless their actions are self-serving entirely.
なんか電気自動車もあれだもんね。こう使ってない間になんかお金を生み出せるようにするみたいなのもプランに入ってたもんね。
Oh, yeah, the self-driving thing, right?
ああ、そういうことか。
Yeah, so what they're doing is, basically the self-driving thing is starting to look pretty crisp. Where you can just ask your car to come pick you up.
Right, right.
And your car is in Tokyo and you're in like Osaka or something.
Yeah.
You wake up and then your car's there. And it can find its own parking space and all this stuff too. The idea is that your car can drive people around and make you money while you're at work. And then it'll be there when you're done with work. Yeah.
That's cool. そういうことか。
It's pretty crazy ideas. They have a solar-powered ferry in... Where was it? the Netherlands, maybe?
Hmm.
But someone built this solar-powered ferry. It's this ferry. It's like the ones that they have at Takeshiba.
Ah, yeah, you were telling me about it.
Yeah. It's a, they just put panels on the that little roof thing where you get on the boat. And that thing is almost completely, it's fully electric. And I think it might have already paid for itself. I mean, the reason why they built that thing is because the fuel costs are so high. And I don't know if you've ridden on these little ferries that go around Tokyo Bay, but it just smells like diesel.
Yeah.
And you're just breathing diesel. Your baby's breathing diesel. Everyone's breathing diesel.
ね、それもソーラーにしてくれればいいのに。
That, it's proven that it already works. People are already doing it. So it's kind of, you know, I go there sometimes and I just see like, wow, this is the same. I mean, it looks cool. They have the one that was designed by that artist.
Right.
The whatever that space thing was. But.
なんかさ、火星のプロジェクトの話したじゃん、何週間か前に。で、イーロン・マスク個人はそんな早く行かないよねって言ってたらさ、インタビューでさ、結構早い段階で自分も行くって言ってた。ただそのために、だから自分の計画とかをすべて人にもちろん渡して、自分の頭にあることを。でから、じゃないとあれだけど、でも結構早い段階で自分も行くつもりだって言ってて。I was like, please don't go. Stay here with us.
Well, they almost named that Mars Colonial Transporter. I guess it's called the Interplanetary Transport System. They had to rename it because it does more than just go to Mars. Yeah, they almost named it like the Infinite Improbability.
Wow.
Yeah, because when you have that many rocket engines operating at that capacity, I mean, what is it? Had like 60 engines on it or something, and it's hard to get one of those to work reliably. So I mean, that actually comes from that book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I don't know if you've read that.
No.
By what's his name? Adams? What was his? I forget his first name, but
okay.
They made a movie, but it wasn't
good.
As good as the book. But if you haven't read that book, you should definitely read it.
Hi. 次、ノースウェスタン大学の神経科学者アダム・サフロン教授が性的なオーガズムが脳で起きる仕組みについてモデルを作成しました。ある特定のスピードで特定の神経が繰り返し刺激されると神経細胞の活動がシンクロしていき神経同調作用と呼ばれる現象が起きます。刺激が一定時間続くとこれが脳全体に広がり極度に集中した状態が作り出されオーガズムが起きます。驚くことにオーガズム、発作、音楽、ダンスには共通点があり4つとも脳の知覚がリズムに反応していました。神経細胞は短時間に何度も刺激されることで活性化していき逆にそれが足りないとリセットされてしまいます。そのためオーガズムに達するのは一定のリズムで刺激が続くことによって同調作用が引き起こされ一種のトランス状態になった時と考えられます。求愛行動で歌ったりダンスをする動物や虫はたくさん知られていてリズムをキープできるということが交配相手として優位な条件である可能性があるとサフロン教授は述べています。
Northwestern University neuroscientist Adam Saffron has formed a model of how orgasms affect brain activity, stimulating specific nerves at a specific speed, repeatedly synchronizes neural activity, producing a phenomenon called neural entrainment. If this stimulus is sustained,The phenomenon spreads across the brain, creating an intense neural focus, triggering orgasm. Interestingly, orgasm, seizures, music, and dance are all tied to rhythmic responses in the brain. When neurons are fired repeatedly in a short period of time, activation is compounding. However, when it is insufficient, the signal decays and the system is reset. For this reason, to reach orgasm, it is important to maintain stimulus to achieve neural entrainment, which can be understood as a kind of trance.As mating behaviors in insects and animals often require some kind of dance and song, Saffron speculates that a rhythm-keeping ability may serve as a test of fitness on an evolutionary level.
そう、意外とオーガズムが起きる仕組み、体内の仕組みって知られてないんだよね。やっぱりその病気だったりとか、困ってる人がいる分野から研究がされていくから。
Hmm.
でもね、なんかオーガズムを経験している状態の女性の MRI のライブ映像みたいなのがあって、本当に脳全体が活性化されてんだよね。だからどっかのその一部じゃなくて、もう全部が反応してる状態だから面白い。でこの教授もそのだからセックスっていう時にあんまりなんかこうリズムっていうものが話に出ないけれども、もっとこうリズムに焦点を当てた方がいいんじゃないかみたいな。
Really though? I feel like that's always been people are kind of aware of that, right? It's like if you're a good dancer, if you can, you know, like that stuff is
でも多分そのコネクションがあんまり、まあなんとなくはあったけど、だからまあそれすごいさ、ダンスうまいとか歌うまいとモテるとかさ、まあクラブ行って一緒に踊ったらホーニーになっちゃうとかさあるけど、そのコネクション、脳とのそのオーガズムの起きてる時の脳とそれがどう関係あるのかって多分あんま分かってなかったんじゃない
？It seems so obvious though, in a sense. I mean, I guess it, maybe it hasn't really been discussed explicitly so much, but you know, if
to me it was
sex,
more
sex has a clear rhythm. I mean, if someone's having sex next to you or having sex next door in a hotel or something, there's going to be a clear,
yeah,
you know, some sort of like
yeah
beat is being sustained.
Yeah, but I hadn't really right? thought about it this way. Like, I knew that it was kind of related, mm-hmm. but not like this. I mean, だから確かにその一定のリズムで短時間に刺激が続かなくちゃいけないっていうのは、それはでもそうだよね。だってそのセックスしてて途中でやめてまた続きからってできるわけじゃないじゃん。Mm-hmm. さっきの続きみたいな、また一から。
Yeah.
一からじゃないにしてもちょっとやり直しになっちゃうっていうかさ、
yeah.
だから面白いよね。だからそれがこういう仕組みっていうことなんだよね、脳を見ると。
It's like trying to fill a bucket that has a hole in it or something、
うん、
yeah. I don't know if that's a good metaphor、
このシンクロっていうのがすごい面白いと思う。この神経同調作用、
mm-hmm.
なんかこうだ、それでもう他に何も考えない状態になるっていうことじゃん、初めて、
mm-hmm.
だからまあ当たり前だけど、よく言うように明日ご飯何しようかなとか考えてると、その状態ではオーガズムできないっていうかさ。
I don't know though, because sometimes I'm thinking about like the most unrelated
well
like...
maybe it's different for guys, but
do you think girls are not like that? Are you just
For
Are you
me,
completely
no.
in the zone? You don't think about... Sometimes I'm just seeing like、
Grandma?
crazy like vistas and the just、
What?
scenes. Like I'm 400 feet in the air. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's like...
I'm looking at you like you're crazy.
Okay, good.
But when you come, you mean? Or
no,
during
before,
sex?
Like...late during sex. Obviously at the beginning I'm in the here and now, but I feel like if you have sex for a long time, sometimes there's like a borderline daydreaming sort of a
long time.
There's like weird narratives. I don't know, it probably depends on the person, but the longer it is, the more time you have in this weird sort of daydream hallucinatory state. I meanThey're saying, I mean, he's saying here, what was this guy's name? He's, Saffron, was saying that these are altered states of consciousness. This is something that cannot be accomplished unless you take a drug, that level of coordinated.
トランス状態だからね。
Yeah, yeah. And so with other trance states and altered states of consciousness, there often is... heightened levels of activity in your imagination.、
うん、そうだからドラッグもそうだし、まあ音楽とかダンスとかフェスみたいなとことか行ってトランス状態になっちゃう人とかもいるけど、
mm-hmm.
普通にもう 何もドラッグとかもやらずに。だからそれ同じ状態なんでね、脳的には。
Yeah, that's how you get in trances. It's like rhythmic, neural stimulation. In almost all cases, right? In yoga, it's about your breathing. It's very breathing oriented. Or if you're at some monastery, there's some guy, you know, hitting something repeatedly.
ね、あの仏教とかもね、こうポクポクポクポクみたいなさ。
Yeah, and if that guy like misses a beat, everyone's like, what the fuck? And you're gonna snap out of your meditation.
そうだね。
Yeah, and your enlightenment is gone, right? It's the same thing.
あとすごい盛り上がってるライブとかね。こう、で、あの、みんなが席に座ってるようなやつじゃなくて、もうぐしゃってなってるやつとかだと、もう、何、その一体感というかさ、通常の状態ではない感じだよね。あ、楽しかった。なんだっけ、サマソニー、結構、もう何ヶ月か前だけど。I went to see the Chainsmokers. めっちゃ楽しかった。なんかさ、みんな歌うじゃん、一緒に。なんかすごい幸せな気持ちになるよね。
Yeah. Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Like how many people?
わかんない。でも砂浜、ビーチのとこだったの。ビーチの横に作ったステージで、みんなが砂浜にいて、あの、まあいい感じに酔っ払ってるけど、そんなベロベロの人とかもいなくて、あの、It was so much fun.
Oh, there's something that changes when you have a lot of people.
そうで、
paying attention to the same thing, all in the same place.
で、みんなが好きな曲があるじゃん。で、もうその曲かかったら、みんな超ハッピーみたいな。で、もう歌詞とかも覚えてるから、みんな超でっかい声で歌うじゃん。なんか、みんな知ってるよねみたいなさ。なんか知らない人なんだけど、みんな。
Yeah, there's some cultural foundation for...
そうそうそう。
I've been thinking about like how culture sets you up for these weird...altered states when like in sports it happens a lot like if you tune in on a major because just recently like the Chicago Cubs won the World Series which hasn't happened for like 108 years or something like Cubs fans have gone from the cradle to the grave without ever seeing their team win this thing you know so when they won people are just all freaking out and you know some of my friends were talking about they sent me some way to watch a stream to watch the thing, and I saw like the last 2 minutes.
Oh wow!
And I don't fully get the context of this thing. I don't give a hoot about baseball, but this was predicted by like Back to the Future, the movie.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2 in like the late 80s or something that the Cubs would win the World Series.
Yeah.
So.It's kind of interesting because of that. But to just see all these people just break down, they're just tears streaming down their faces just because this guy swung at a ball and missed.
Yeah.
But that was the end, you know? Like, they called it there. So, that's how it works.
楽しいよね、やっぱなんかその大勢の人が一気に同じ感情というかさ。
Yeah, and it's just all these people that all care about the same thing. And we're so... I mean, it's divided because...Obviously, a lot of people were there for the other team, which didn't win.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, they always go back and forth. Like, look at the fans, you know, who's, you know, where they're happy. And then they go to the fans that are sad and they show the coach of the team that lost.
Yeah.
And the dude is just, you know, face palming. And it's just, it's all this culturally generated buildup for this symmetry break in which one wins, one loses.
Yeah.
One wins, one loses.And your emotional potential is built up right at the end, right? So, those are altered states. You don't feel like that
そう after a normal、ね、
baseball game or whatever.、
次、インスタグラムはインスタグラム上の写真に写っているものを簡単に購入できる仕組みを来週から段階的に公開します。写真の左下に買い物バッグのアイコンが表示され、そこをクリックすると、写真内の購入できる商品に吹き出しが出て、料金や名前が表示されます。欲しい商品をクリックすると、商品説明が見られ、そこから直接購入できるサイトに飛ぶことができます。すでに J. クルーやケイトスペードなど20ブランドと契約しており、今後拡大していく予定です。
Next week, Instagram is planning to integrate shopping in a way that where users can purchase products from within posts. In the bottom left of images, a shopping back button will be shown that, when clicked, will show the prices and names of products featured in the image. If a user clicks on a product that they want, it will display a product description and a link to the retailer's website. So far, J. Crew, Kate Spade, and 20 other brands have already have agreements with Instagram, and Instagram has plans to expand this significantly.
そう、今までって写真のキャプションにリンクつけられないから、インスタって、あのバイオのとこにリンクをつけるしかなかったんだよね。だから、リンクインバイオってみんな書いてあって、まあ、バイオに行かなきゃいけなかったんだけど、これがあれば、あ、これみたいな感じで、そのまま買えますみたいな。
So there's going to be a lot more of people trying to sell shit on Instagram too.
Yeah? 今のところ店だけ、店のオフィシャルのページでだけ。で、だからそう、今マイケルが言ったみたいにセレブとか個人とかができるようになっちゃうと、もうスパムだらけになっちゃうじゃん。だから
They'll get there.
だから何らかのメジャーを取った上でそれもオープンにするのか、それとも店だけにするのかまだわかんないんだけど。
But、
じゃないとみんながもう物を売りつけるだけの
But it's kind of weird that only these big brands can do this too, right? Isn't that kind of weird too?
まあね、でも難しいよね。あのこの間さ、そのガミベアじゃないや、ブルーのなんかグミの話したじゃん、ヘアケアプロダクトみたいな、また新しいやつがあって、あのお茶、デトックスお茶みたいなのを、本当にブリトニー・スピアーズとかもいろんなセレブが次々とそのお茶をなんか宣伝してて、まあその一本で何百万円とかもらえるからね、写真一個、でもどんだけみんなこのお茶宣伝してんだっていうぐらいすごいのよ。でそれがまたなんかちょっと笑われてるっていうかさ、なんかあまりにもブレイトだから、
part of it is just the users areDumb, you know, it's they should just make it so people can add those little bubble things in any Instagram and they can write whatever the fuck they want on there and put a link. It's like, you know how on YouTube you can put the overlay bubble thing?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? And then just make it equal for everyone. I mean, this going out and get, you know, making these exclusive contracts with these fashion brands and whatnot seems kind of, I don't know.
これお金取るのかな、インスタグラムは。 Like incentives or どうなってんだろうね。
I don't know. I
probably not at this point, but
it doesn't seem like it because it just links to the
their
approved sellers. So they probably have, you know, they set up some contract with J. Crew or K. Spade or whatever where.Okay, any redirects from Instagram, you know, we're getting royalties on that.
まあ確かにみんなそのなんていうの、ブランドのサイトってそんなしょっちゅうチェックするものじゃないから、インスタの方が多分フォローして、まあ常にフィードで出てくるみたいな。だからまあそっちでマーケティングした方が目にはつくんだと思うんだけどね。
So much stuff just flowing into our eyeballs all the time.
そう。でもね、ちょっと未来っぽいよ、この画像を見ると。確かになんか、だから雑誌とかを見て、これまでは、まあ雑誌だと、まあこのバッグはどこのでとか書いてあるけどさ、なんかこう、あ、これいいなと思っても似たやつを探さなくちゃいけないみたいな。じゃなくても、それがそのまま買えるっていう。まあ便利であるよね。
I think all this stuff is balkanizing. It's breaking up.And becoming more decentralized. There's less curators now, or people give less of a shit, you know, what someone sets as like this season's whatever, such and such, you know, because people kind of go out and follow what they want to follow. And
yeah,
you know, if you just go out and get the same magazine every month, then your scope is a lot more narrow. Yeah,
for sure. So don't know. Yeah, this is kind of like.Future.
Is this gonna, they're gonna do this on Facebook? Are they already doing this on Facebook?
I don't know. Facebook, あれあるよね、Marketplace. 日本はまだないけど、 あれどこでやってんだっけ、アメリカとオーストラリアとイギリスかな、あのクレイグスリストみたいなやつね。だから物をお互いで売買できるっていうやつなんだけど、アメリカのサイトはもうすでにめっちゃ変なもの売ってんだよね。みんな赤ちゃんとか
<Yeah.
S 1> あと銃、あの登録してない銃とか
on Facebook Marketplace。
そう、本当はダメなんだけど、規約には反してるんだけど、みんなそんなの聞かないから、ドラッグとか、あのなんかね、鍋に入ってるカレーとかローカルすぎるよねおばあちゃんみたいなさ、あの近所のおばあちゃんのカレーみたいな感じで。
We don't really understand this, but old people don't know what to do with Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them have figured it out now, but remember at the beginning when people, or old people were just so confused and posting weird stuff on Facebook?
しかもさ、今と全然使い方違ったよね、最初。なんかさ、最初ってさ、あれどうなってたんだっけ？ Mommy is とかなんか、なんかステータスをさ、アップするものだったじゃん、あれって。Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
なんか、What are you doing now? みたいな感じで聞かれてて。
There was something before that, wasn't there?
They,
at some point, they were changing the Facebook layout like every
three weeks,
it seemed like.
そうそうそう。
I don't think it's changed.
でも昔はなんか、ステータスを入れるものだったよね。ポストっていうよりも、なんか、Mommy is at Shibuya とか、なんかもう、とにかく、ちょっとツイッター的な感じじゃないけどさ、なんかそういう立ち位置だったよね、最初は。そういえば今全然違うけど、
yeah. It's so complicated or complex, the Facebook user interface now.
Yeah.
But because it's been iterated so gradually, they've kind of strung us all out into this weird UI now. Because The ideal user interface for Facebook has to be way simpler than what it is now, right?
I hope so. そうだって、なんかそうだね、確かに使い始めた時と全然使い方変わってるけど、それがだんだん起こってるから、みんな知らないうちに順応して、なんか最初からこうだったかなみたいに思っちゃうけど。
Yeah, it's what Instagram and all these things are doing. They're all morphing into something.So it makes me wonder, is there some, you know, platonic, the Plato's like perfect form? Is there some perfect, like, we nailed it. This is the this is the final Facebook UI design.
Probably
Any
not.
Changes from now on would just make it worse. We've peaked. It's done.
ないでしょうね。No? みんなの使い方もどんどん変わった。だってさ、ミクシーが出てきた時なんてさ、みんなで日記書いてたんだよ。毎日それを公開してたんだよ、信じられないじゃん。でもそれはあの時代に即してたわけじゃん。その最初にああいうのがなかったから、あ、こうやって使うものなんだみたいな感じでみんなに聞かれてたけど、今じゃあ Facebook でもやろうと思えばやれるけど、誰もやんないし、まあ、やってたとしたらちょっとめんどくさい人みたいな感じじゃん、いいよ教えてくれなくてみたいな。でそれはだから今みたいにこう個人の日常がこんなにも過剰に溢れてなかったから、お互いの日記読むのも面白いしみたいな感じがあったけど、今はねちょっと溢れてるからもう時代には即してない。
It's changing like what there's a culture of what's cool to post that's not cool to post anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 3 years ago people were all posting coffeecoffee.
そうだね。
But it's reduced dramatically, hasn't it?
Or, そうだね。なんかあのラテアートとかさ、もういいよって感じじゃん。
Food, I think, is decreasing.
Decreasing, yeah. なんか特別な時はね、まだあるけど、すごいいいもの食べたとかさ、ちょっと
レアっぽいとか。It's gotten to the point where, like, if you're posting something, it better be good.
そうだね。昔は何でもよかったけどね、本当に。
Yeah.
家のクッションとか、わかんないけど。
Yeah. People were just writing.
インスタグラムもここまでなんか、もうだってインスタグラムカルチャーがあるじゃん、今や。でもここまでなると思ってなかったよね、そういえば。インスタグラムセレブみたいなとかも出てくると思わなかったし、もうただただみんな自分の周りのことを、まあ、まずは友達に見せるぐらいのさ、ことだったけど。Yeah, it's...
Instagram celebs.
Yeah. There are so many of them.
And they're so hot.
They're so hot and their life looks so fabulous.
Their Instagram girls are in better physical shape than any other category of human being.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
I swear.
しかもさ、めっちゃ旅行してるじゃん、みんな。
Yeah.
Like they're always at the beach in different locations of the world. Like,
I don't even notice where they are. I'm just.
Yeah. I'm just looking at their butt.
Yeah, basically.
Like, wow. Nice butt.
Researchers at the University of Arizona have found that athletes' performance improved when they were provoked to think about death, an effect the researchers attribute to terror management theory. The study was published in the Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology. The researchers recruited 31 players to play two one-on-one 7-minute games of basketball. After the first game, the players were randomized to respond to a questionnaire that was either about their feelings towards basketball or their feelings towards death. Subjects who were provoked to think about death performed 40% better in the second game. Study colleague Yuri Lifshin explains terror management theory as follows. Your subconscious tries to find ways to defeat death, to make death not a problem, and the solution is self-esteem. Self-esteem gives you a feeling that you're part of something bigger, that you have a chance for immortality, that you have meaning, that you're not just a sack of meat.
アリゾナ大学の研究チームが、アスリートは自分の死について考えさせられるとパフォーマンスが向上することを発見し、この効果を恐怖マネジメント論理と名付けました。学会誌 Journal of Sport and Exercise Psychology に掲載されたこの研究では、31人のバスケ選手に1対1の7分間のゲームを2回プレイしてもらいました。1回目のプレイ後、バスケに関する質問を受けるグループと死について問われるグループに分けました。死について考えさせられたグループは2回目のプレイで 40% もパフォーマンスが向上していました。研究に携わったウーリー・リフシンさんは以下のように述べました。人は無意識下で死に打ち勝つ方法を探そうとしますが、その解決法は自信です。自信によって人は視野が広くなり、死なないような気がしてきたり、自分には意義があって、ただの肉の塊ではないような気になるのです。
Yep.
Fight or flight みたいなこと？
I don't know. Sort of, but...
え、じゃあみんなオリンピック出る前とかに自分の死について考えた方がいいってこと？でもこれどういうクエスチョンだったの？その死について。
I think it's just general death related questions about, you know, your life and what you want to do or... I don't know. I don't...It's weird because even just talking about death or reading about death, there is this weird impulse or this instinct that I have in my mind somewhere where it's kind of like, let me get away from this topic. You know, there's some sort of internal mechanism that makes you feel uneasy about it.
まあね、そんな楽しく考えたいトピックじゃないもんね。イエーイみたいな。イエーイ、死について考えようぜ、みたいなさ。
But not, it's different. Somehow it's different, like, when other people die or death in movies and death in entertainment, killing and warfare and all that stuff in entertainment has just become, it's so, so trivial when somebody dies on TV, right?But you'll get emotionally invested about all sorts of other stuff that goes on TV that's not real either.
It depends on the show. I've gotten upset. Like, why did you kill this person?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, まあ普段考えないようにするっていうか、その自分がいつか死ぬんだっていうことを常に考えてたら、なかなか生きれないからね。
You know, some people don't believe it.
Believe what?
That you die.
Like, I mean, they think about afterlife?
No, they don't think that you die. Some, huh? There are some people, I forget what they're called, but there are some people that don't believe that they'll ever die.
Huh?
They just don't believe it. Because...
どういうこと?
It's like people who believe like in the secret, you know, your reality somehow is not, everyone else is kind of part of your reality. if that makes sense.
The Secret 読んだことないからわかんないんだけど。
Yeah, but okay, so I don't know what else I can use, but they just don't think that you die. There's no proof that you die. I mean, other people die or disappear or go away or, you know, things happen to other people, but there are certain people that are in denial to such an extent that they don't think that they can or will die.
Huh.
And then there's also people that have the same opinion, but it's for technological reasons. They're going to develop the lengthen your telomeres. And...
あれ、引き寄せの法則の究極みたいなやつ。
Mm.
You know, 引き寄せの法則。Maybe it's kind of like the secret. Like, あの、何かを願えば
叶うみた
いなのが、もうなんか究極行き過ぎて、なんか私の友達の元彼がそれをなんか究極に信じすぎて、なんかポルシェの写真とかを壁にかけて飾っておけばポルシェが手に入るみたいな。
Yeah.
いやちょっとそういうのと違うと思うけどみたいな。
Yeah. What is that called?
引き寄せの法則。
No, in English?
Oh, I don't know.
Wishful thinking? What is it called?
私もなんか引き寄せ的なことはある、いっぱいあるのね。Mm-hmm. なんか、あ、こうなったらいいなと思ったらなるみたいなさ。でもそれってこう、もともとのこうなったらいいなが、まあまあ現実に近いことであったりとか、mm-hmm. まあなんか、現実に近くなったら、ルービー・ローズに会いたいなとかさ。でもそれはみんなに言っといたら、mm-hmm. まあネットフリックスの人に言っといてくれるかもしれないとかさ。なんかちょっと現実につながってるものがあるわけであってさ。Mm-hmm. その明日ポルシェが手に入るとかそういうことではないじゃん。
Yeah. I mean, it's a real thing. I mean, there was something that Steve Jobs said. I forget when he said this, but it just really kind of hit me. When he said...Well, Steve Jobs did LSD. He did acid. And he was, I mean, on his deathbed, he said it was like the most important thing he ever did. So he had a bunch of weird ideas. But one of the things that he realized at early in his life is that you don't just live in, we kind of get this idea that you live in the world and you kind of do what you're supposed to do. But he had this realization early.That's all bullshit, and that you can reach out and you can affect the world, and you can interact with the outside world, and it'll kind of give you feedback, and then you can start to change things, and that's what he started to do. He did it through computers and stuff and consumer products, but he understood that you don't just live in the world. This thing, it's a two-way thing,
right?
Which isn't really the sense that you get having been told, you know, go to church or go to school and get a degree and do shukatsu. And, you know, it's kind of always been these instructions for so long.
Yeah. Well, I believe that. And it has happened to me too. But I mean, believing that you're not going to die is a whole new thing.Right.
Definitely not. I don't think it's a new thing. It's not a new thing because...
No, it's not going to happen. So it's like you can't... It's not like you can think that and that's going to come to you.
Well...
Do you know what I mean? As far as I know, like that doesn't happen to anyone. So...
It might be the opposite because you think that you can't die and so now you're, you know, I'm going skydiving and doing this thing and going to drive a race car.
To me, that's kind of like asking for a Porsche, you know, kind of strange.
That example kind of makes me feel ill that, that someone's life aspirations can be...
Getting a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, だから未だに覚えてるのは多分それが結構衝撃だったからなんだけど、その毎日見てれば手に入るみたいな。
But how...
なんかそういうマテリアリスティックなさ、その物質を手に入れるみたいな、なんかそういうことじゃない気がすると
思う。It's interesting what people put on their walls, When they're like in that age, somewhere between like 12 and like 18 years old, a lot of people start putting things up on their wall, but your wall doesn't fit all that much stuff.
Yeah.
So you might have a car, you might have a map or you don't have a map.
Yeah.
And then people are putting like Britney Spears or like different idols. And it is all kind of aspirational. It is like, oh, you know, slash his guitar skills or whatever. And then you just put that up on your wall and it's there for years and you're growing up.
Mm-hmm. I have Britney Spears on my door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How big?
It was quite big.
Really?
Mm. すごいでっかいポスター。
Not like life size, right?
No, but でもドア一面ぐらいのでっかいポスター貼ってたドアに。
What happened to it?
I don't know. Burned.
Burned? Was there some ritual?
No, I just threw it out and as a result it got burned.
Okay. That's good. Thousands of people have camped out in North Dakota to protest the construction of Energy Transfer Partners' North Dakota Access Pipeline and are now engaged in a standoff with law enforcement and authorities. Militarized police have been using attack dogs, pepper spray, and rubber bullets to clear protesters from the path of construction. The camp was established in April by the Native American tribe Standing Rock Sioux in protest of the U.S. Corps of Engineering Environmental Review of the project, which issued a finding of no significant impact. Additionally, the pipeline would affect Native American sacred sites and burial grounds, as well as risking the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. Proponents of the construction say that the alternative is oil transportation via train, which is significantly less efficient and riskier for the environment. The DAPL is a 1,825-kilometer long pipeline for transporting fracked crude oil from the Bakken oil fields in northwest North Dakota to Patoka, Illinois. The protest movement has had widespread support in the form of petitions, millions of Facebook protest check-ins, as well as some $3 million US dollars in support from crowdfunding.
エナジートランスファーパートナーズ社がノースダコタ州に建設予定の原油輸送用パイプラインについて何千人もの市民が現地に駆けつけて反対運動を行っており、警察当局との対立が続いています。市民を排除して建設を進めるために、軍事部隊が市民に対して警察犬をけしかけたり、ペッパースプレーやゴム弾で攻撃する事態に発展しています。反対運動はパイプラインの建設に伴う環境破壊について、アメリカ政府が特に環境に影響なしと判断したことがきっかけで、今年4月にネイティブアメリカンの部族スタンディングロックスーが始めたものです。パイプライン建設によりネイティブアメリカンの神聖な地やお墓が壊されるとともにミズーリ川とミシシッピ川の環境が汚染されます。建設側はパイプラインがなければ原油輸送に電車を使うことになるが非効率で環境へのリスクも高いと主張しています。建設予定のパイプラインは1825キロの長さでノースダコタ州の北西部で掘り出した原油をイリノイ州パトカまで輸送します。反対運動は多数の署名を得ているほか Facebook では数百万人からの賛同を得ています。またクラウドファンディングでは300万ドルおよそ3億円に上る寄付が集まっています。ハリウッドセレブとかも駆けつけてるよね。で逮捕されたりとかしてる。
Who?
あのね、one was Mark Ruffalo, I guess. I think I saw him talking about it. あともう一人Insurgent に出てた子、なんか若い女の子が、なんか自撮りしながらその場所にいて、すっごいピースフルプロテストっていうの、別に何も暴力とかを振るってないんだけど。普通に逮捕されてる、自分が逮捕されてるところを自撮りして、見てください、逮捕されていますみたいな感じで。
It's pretty intense. All of a sudden, this is getting a lot of attention, even though it's sort of been going on since April.
そうだね。時々こうネットでよく流れてきてて、全然大手のメディアで報道してくれないっていう。
Mm-hmm.
ね、ことでもっと拡散しましょうみたいなのが来てたけど。
Yeah, the oil pipeline situation in the U.S. is pretty crazy. Just 2 days ago, there was a oil pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, exploded in Alabama, And one of the workers was killed. And I think like four or five other people were injured. And it happened on the Colonial Pipeline, the same exact pipeline that exploded in September of this year. And almost in the exact same location. The last time when it leaked 1.3 million liters of oil into the environment. And typically these oil companies don't know when these pipelines leak. They don't know. So, they have sensors on most, if not all of these. However, the sensors only detect a leak about 22% of the time. So the rest of the time when a leak is discovered, it was discovered by someone who lives there,
whose
immediate environment has been, you know, ruined by this stuff. And you can't clean this stuff up.
そうだよね。
I mean, you can make it cleaner, but you can't clean it up.
原油だもんね。この電車、パイプラインがないと電車になっちゃって、それはそれでダメなの？それともそれはこのコンストラクション側が言ってるだけなの？
The train is less efficient. And supposedly, I mean, it's...They say it's worse for the environment, but I think what they mean to say is it's worse for the environment per liter of oil that's transported. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which, I mean, is obviously going to be true. The pipeline's just piping oil like crazy. But when there is an incident, the potential scale of that incident, I think, is much larger with a pipeline than it is if it's a train, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, there are certain people that would benefit from this pipeline, like oil companies and people who work for oil companies and people who live near train lines that are transporting oil.
Yeah.
They would all benefit from the pipeline. However, everyone else who doesn't work for an oil company, doesn't own an oil company, and doesn't live near the train tracks where they transport oil currently, they would not benefit at all from this. Between 2010 and 2015, they've had at least 3,300 significant oil leak incidents with these pipelines.
Okay.
And more than half of the pipelines that exist currently are older than 45 years old.
Okay.
So I think it's a disaster. I think it needs to be stopped. There doesn't need to be any more oil pipelines. Then again, I don't work for an oil company. I don't have any of these
issues. でもこの市民に対して警察犬をけしかけるとかっていうのはちょっと考えられないよね。犬を使うっていうさ。結構信じられない。でもこれを見た時にあれを思い出したあの沖縄のヘリパッド高江の今それも、まあ、あんまり最近やっとあの大手の新聞とかでも取り上げられてるけどずっとこうメディアで取り上げられてないって言ってソーシャルメディアでずっと拡散されていてこれもねその反対してる人たちとで機動隊とですごく暴力沙汰とかにもなってるし、あの Yeah, it's pretty...crazy right now, I think. で、今多分東京都からも機動隊が派遣されてるんだよね、沖縄に。で、東京都の有志の何百人とあと何十人か弁護士の人が都にあの中止要請みたいなのを出していて、要は東京都の機動隊っていうのは東京都の人の、まあ、税金で東京都民の何人体生命、資産だっけなんかを守るためのものであってそれを沖縄に派遣して市民を弾圧するのに使うっていうのは違法不当であるみたいな、それは確かにそうだと思うよね。あの
There's kind of some similar stuff going on with this case as well. I mean, they were originally going to build this pipeline somewhere else near a city, near a place where a lot more wealthier people were living, And then they were like, no, fuck that. So they rerouted this thing right past, like within like a few miles of the Native American tribes and stuff. And they were like, what the? Like, no. And a lot of people, the proponents of the construction are saying, well, they contacted this tribe repeatedly and they didn't respond in time, so tough shit.
Right.
And they're saying stuff like that. And supposedly, I mean, nothing that this company is doing is technically or at least flagrantly illegal. Right? So the main argument for the construction of the pipeline is like, we followed procedure. This is not illegal.
Right, you know? Right.
And so they're like, Obama should be sending us more resources to deal with these protesters. And
まあだからもちろんお互いに言い分はあるわけだもんね。だから沖縄もそうだけど、沖縄なんて特に企業じゃなくて国が決めたことだから、なんていうの。だからまあ反対してる人たちが逮捕されたりとかしてるわけじゃん。だから機動隊によって排除されたりとか。ただね、でしかもその反対運動が続くことによって周りの道路が使えなくなっちゃったりとかして、農民の人は怒ってるとか現地の人でも、でその中でもまた対立ができてとか。ただなんでこうなったかというと、やっぱり政府がのコミュニケーションが足りないかフェイルしてるかどっちかなわけであって、だからその現地の人とのコミュニケーションももちろんどう見てもフェイルしてるし、アメリカとの、これは基地の話だから、じゃあアメリカとの、だからそのタイムラインを決めたりとかしなくちゃいけないわけじゃない、どこまでコンプロマイスするとか。でアメリカとのコミュニケーションもじゃあフェイルしてるか足りないかなわけであって、
結局 I think it's awareness too. Just, you know, awareness. You need to be in contact with people that are aware of the culture and sentiments, and the, you need anthropologists, and you know, the attitudes in Okinawa are very different than what people understand in Tokyo.
そう、なんかでやっぱりなんかこう、まああと一個難しいのは、その国が決めたこととか法律とかをすごく遵守しなくちゃいけないっていう、まあそれはそうなんだけど、それをすごく一番上に持ってくる風潮があるじゃん日本は。だからこう国で決めたことなんだから、もう何黙って聞かなくちゃいけないみたいに思う人もいるわけで、でもそうじゃないじゃん。てかそうなっちゃうと、もうとりあえず国で決めて通しちゃえば何でもできちゃうことになっちゃうから、なんかやっぱりそこまで納得してない人がいるんだったら強行して進めるべきではないし、だからこれが長引けば長引くほど、その現地の人たちの中でも対立する人たちも出てきちゃって、でそれは別にどっちのせいでも本来はなくて、政府のせいだからさ。だからコミュニケーションが本当に下手なんだよね日本の政府は。でもそれはみんな分かってることだし、中の人と喋ってもその中の人も分かってるんだけど、なかなか改善されない。
I think, you know, you open up the channels for a dialogue too much or too early, and your nefarious plans can be thwarted before they even get out the gate, you know, so.
Yeah, and it's really weird how, I mean, these, その、authorities と市民がこうやって対立構造になっちゃうっていう、本来はそのためじゃないじゃん。Authorities は民主主義なんだから、市民とか国民を守るためにあるものであって、こうやってそれこそ、まあ、こうアメリカみたいに犬をけしかけて噛ませたりとか、ゴム弾で撃ったりとか、そういう話ではないわけで、だそのお互いが暴力で解決しなきゃって思っちゃうぐらい激化してるんであれば、それは強硬的に進めるべきではないと私は思うけど。 Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I really hope that someone, なんかさ、ケン・ワタナベとか誰でもいいけど、なんかこれはアメリカ側との約束もあることでこうなってるわけだからさ、なんかそういう人が言ってさ、なんか声を上げてくれればいいのにと思うけどね。なんかアメリカの人も聞いてくれみたいなさ、多分日本の政府も間に立ってるからなかなかはっきり言えないみたいなこともあるわけだから。でなんかそのアメリカの、あのベテランズもあそこに行って反対運動に参加してくれてる人たちもいるんだよね。だからで、その選挙とか、村長の選挙とか見ると、 結構拮抗してるんだよね、反対派と賛成派の人が半分ぐらい。だから
Yeah, well the interests are so opposed.
Yeah, and it's really complicated, so, because I think the agreement with the states is that if you give up this area for the helipads, America is giving back like bigger land, but people are living basically super close to the helipads.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really loud. Babies yeah. can't sleep. So to them, it's like, it's a huge compromise.
How have they not developed? I mean, they have technology for quiet helicopters. They have that technology already. They use it in their, you know, advanced Osama bin Laden Blackhawks and stuff, right?
Hmm.
And then we don't use it where it's like, we don't want to wake up our enemies, but when we're in our own country, we'll just have the loudest fucking machines
ね、
ever that haven't changed since the 80s whatsoever、
ね、
it's ridiculous
何なんだろうね
it's not that complicated the physics of it、
mm.
I mean I think there's I mean there's like efficiency losses and shit but you know you can't have these super noisy
yeah
I mean how is the US military not investing you know researchingelectric aircraft more and
yeah
and quieter
ねで
なんか This is such an issue
でなんかどっかの新聞にその沖縄のなんかおじいちゃんだかおばあちゃんだか教えちゃったけどその戦争中に生きてた時代の人のインタビューが載っててその昔にそのアメリカ軍のヘリコプターが落ちて子供たちとかが死んじゃった時に、mm-hmm. その子供たちの遺体を前にして自分たちがもっと声を上げていれば自分たちがもっと反対していればこれも防げたかもしれないのに何も言わなかったせいでこうなったっていうふうに自分の責任も感じちゃうみたいな現地のにいる人たちだから、
mm-hmm.
でこう緊張感を持ってもらうためにもこう黙ってちゃダメで声を上げなくちゃいけないみたいなだからその日本の防衛の話とかもあるしアメリカとの関係のこともあるしすごく複雑だから何なかなか難しいし、まあ、もちろん現地の人たちの中でもいろんな意見があると思うんだけどなんかこのパイプラインの話と一緒でなんかこう何国で決まったことだからとかこれは合法的だからっていうのでなんていうの市民の声を弾圧するみたいなで何かを強硬的に進めるっていうのを OK に、うん、OK としない社会の方がなんか生きやすいんじゃないかなと思うよね
These Native Americans will not quit They won't quit
Oh yeah
They won't quit
Yeah for sure
There's no way they'll quit And the situation here is kind of It's interesting because there's these reservations Most people don't really know what's going on with the reservations. And I don't really understand it that well either. But my understanding is that these Native American reservations are they're sovereign states. They're not. So if you're a Native American, then you're a part of this sovereign tribal state, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have your own Native American reservation land, which isn't U.S. land. Necessarily, right?
Mm.
But you're also, in addition to that, you're also an American citizen.
Yeah.
And so it gets really weird. Like, how is that supposed to work out?
So
and so part of the reason why these, I mean, they're behaving like a small country that is being treated unfairly, you know?
Mm.
And then, you know, all the history comes up. It's like, well,
そうだよね。
you know, the people are talking about reparations and like on top of all the unfair shit that's already been done to Native Americans.
Yeah, これ以上みたいな。
In addition to a genocide of an entire race of human beings in excess of anything that's ever happened probably on this planet. Yeah, like,
でもね、こうやってなんか、ね、でもこうやっていっぱい署名が集まって3億円集まってとかさ、
mm-hmm.
なんかそのサポートが目に見えて得られるっていうのは いいよね。
Yeah, they, like someone from this tribe started a GoFundMe crowdsourcing thing, and the goal was $5,000, and they ended up getting over $1 million. So the goal was 5,000, and they ended up getting over $1 million.
すごいね。
But it's expensive because they have to buy all this food and resources, and it's cold as fuck in that area right now. And they're planning to stay there for months. Wow. So they need to buy all these resources and buy these yurts. Do you know what a yurt is? So the yurt. There's like yurts and what are those other things? There's all these different kinds of Native American houses. You know the teepee?
Teepee?
Everyone knows teepee.
Yeah.
And teepees, I mean, teepees are dope.
Yeah.
But there's these yurt things that are much shorter than teepees.
Okay.
Real teepees are huge, you know? They're enormous. But these yurt things are like a short, flatter, round teepee.
Okay. So it's like geru, Mongol no.
I don't know. Maybe.
なんか私小学校の時作ったんだよね。ティピとゲルとベドウィンのなんかこういう住んでるやつ。
は
い。Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a just basically like
Bedouin?
Yeah.
What is
it's
that?
It's like people who live in somewhere Middle East. I don't remember. That was almost my dad's project. So.
What was the Mongolian one?
ゲル。
ゲル。
こう丸くて、こう木枠がこうあって、遊牧民の人の、なんかガーって全部崩して持ち運べるやつ。でもすごい大きいんだよ。でなんか日本でもどっか泊まれるとこがあるのゲルに、そこ行って泊まったりとかして。
There's yurts and weird Native American places that you can stay at in the United States.
Ah, okay.
Like if you look on Airbnb or one of those things, you can stay in a legit teepee if you want to.
なんか署名で言うと日本も署名サイトとかさ、まあ change.org とかだけじゃなくて結構増えてきたよね。で何東京オリンピックでこの すごい貴重な街路樹が全部壊されますみたいなさ、それを反対しましょうとかで結構みんな、なんか署名なんて簡単だからね、オンラインの署名とかって。
I actually signed the White House petition for this.
Cool.
Opposing the construction of this thing.
I
just think we just need to get off of oil, period.
私はあれ署名したよ、なんだっけ、災害時のペット同行避難を OK にしてくださいみたいな。なんだっけ、なんかディテール忘れちゃったけど、一緒に連れてはいけても中に入れてくれないとか、なんか場所によっては、でだから家に置いてこなきゃいけなかったりとかして、そのもともと災害でストレスになってるのところにプラスでそのペットのこと心配でみたいなディストレスもかかっちゃうとかで、うちも猫いるから、だからもちろんケージに入れてなくちゃいけないとか、まあ、アレルギーの人とかもいるだろうしとか、そういう配慮も必要なんだけど、そうそう。
Yeah, I think the petition that I signed, even though it has a shitload of people that have signed it, is just being ignored by the White House. I don't know, I guess Obama is 100% a mugwump on this issue. He's completely on the fence, whereas Hillary Clinton seems like she's in favor of this pipeline. And so like someone went to Clinton's like residence and set up a yurt there or something. Like some crazy shit was happening. No, it was her campaign office. Like someone set up like a teepee inside her campaign office or something.
Yeah, go people.
Yeah. And Bernie Sanders, of course, has just been
it's
vehemently against this thing. He's been at all the protests and rallies, like
I mean, unless you're an evil politician or you own an oil company, it really comes down to who you want to be, right? Like, do you want to be on the side of the pipeline? Do you want to be supporting helipads? You know, like, or do you want to be part of these people, you know?
Just pipelines and helipads everywhere. Yeah. Just and we've just got oil just running, coursing just, through
really,
our
because
country.
For most people, it doesn't directly affect you. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't really affect you. So it's just really like who you want to be. Like,
so this
what
is
makes
just,
you feel good? For,
you think this is just a matter of coolness? And being pro-pipeline is definitely uncool.
Definitely uncool. It's not, okay, it's not about being cool, but...
This is just style points at this point.
No, but I mean, you know, what makes you feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
In the end.
No, here's my theory. If you are provoked into having thoughts about death, your policy positions are going to be 40% more accurate, you know?
That is definitely true.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. If Hillary thinks about dying tomorrow, she's not going to be supporting pipeline.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope.
Exactly.
そうだね。それは本当にそうだ。だからこのなんて言うんだっけ、さっきのやつ、terror management theory?
Hillary might be invincible though, right? She's probably sold her soul.
Yeah, maybe.
And she's probably going to live forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the...
Probably up to like 150, if not forever.
Hey, if they're doing that in South Korea with the eternal life... What was that thing? It's like a cult of eternal life or something. The friend and policy advisor of the prime minister of South Korea.
そのカルトについて私ちゃんと読んでないんだけど。
Yeah, me neither.
死なないやつ。
I think if you're controlled by that puppet, then you can live forever. I think that's how it works. I saw eternal life in there somewhere, but you see it. You see it like all throughout Tokyo. You know the announcements of you know Aeon no Inochi.
Right.
It's a hot product, right?
Yeah. Just the thought of it.
Yeah.
I don't want that, but okay.
Tsugi. Andrew Gaskell, an Australian backpacker, was rescued from the Malaysian jungle of Mulu National Park on Tuesday after descending a mountain at sunset and then being lost for 2 weeks with no mobile service. Park regulations require that visitors take a guide, something he did not do. After his family reported him missing, 40 rescue personnel launched a search effort. Gaskell was found weak, emaciated, and covered in leeches, but he was conscious. He said that he survived by eating wild ferns. Before setting off hiking on October 18th, he posted the following on his social media. Maybe, just maybe, in the course of my travels, I'll come to some sort of conclusion as to who I am and what I want to do with my life. And so begins my journey beyond the horizon.
オーストラリア人男性のアンドリュー・ガスケルさんがマレーシアのムル国立公園のジャングル内で夕方に山を降りたところで迷子になり今週火曜日に救助されるまでの2週間一人でサバイバル生活を余儀なくされていたことが分かりました。携帯の電波もつながらないため通常国立公園へはガイドなしでの立ち入りは禁止されています。家族からの捜索願いを受けて40人の救助隊が捜索を続けた結果意識はあるものの弱って痩せ衰えたくさんのヒルがついた状態の I'm sorry アンドリューさんを発見しました。 I'm sorry Andrew アンドリューさんは野生のシダを食べて飢えをしのいでいたそうです。
Poor kid
10月18日国立公園へ入る直前に彼はソーシャルメディアに以下のように書いていました。もしかしたら旅の途中で自分は誰なのか自分は人生において何がしたいのかを見つけられるかもしれない。さあ地平線を越えた旅が始まるぞ。
失礼
I'm sorry it's just so funny 生きてたから本当に良かったんだけどさなんかこの、
You'd feel worse if he was dead and you were laughing this
Yeah、
much.
I won't be laughing if it was dead but なんかこう自分探しの旅だよねだから、
何がそんな
なんかわかんないなんか自分探ししに行こうと思ってさ
Yeah, he comes back emaciated and covered in leeches
Yeah, it's like
It didn't go according to plan
No, definitely not
But he wanted an authentic, you know, adventure, and that's what he got. I think it was a success.
この最後のコメントが面白いんだもん、なんか。だからさすがにだってここまでのことは想像してないわけじゃん。こんな死にそうになるみたいなさ、mm-hmm. つもりで自分探し、yeah. しに行こうと思ったわけじゃなくてさ、なんかそのオーストラリアからアジアに行って、なんか言葉も通じない人たちの中で、
mm-hmm.
なんかこうひらめきとかちょっとね自分と見つめ合ってみたいに思ったらさ、
he just got done with college bullshit.
2週間もシダを食べることになるっていうさ。
He's been devoid of contact with nature for years. He goes out there, he's got a twinkle in his eye,
yeah.
a dream in his heart.
なんか写真見るとまあまあ元気そうっていうか、まあ弱ってはいるけど、あの写真にはちょっと笑顔で写ってるから、mm-hmm. まあだから私も笑えるんだけどさ、すごいよね。
Yeah. Have you done anything like this? Have you ever done this?
え、何、サバイバル生活？
Not to this extent, but, you know, kind of gone out in nature by yourself. And...
Nature by myself? No. Yeah.
Does it sound that horrifying to you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
まあでもなんかだから自分探しのためではないけど、こう、一人で一ヶ月スペインに行くとか、そういうさ、なんていうの？
That's not nature, though.
No, but like, 全然違う国、違う環境、
yeah,
違う人たち、違う言語みたいなさ。
But there's a huge, it's a completely different thing. Nature is real. Our society, no, our society is some infantilizing, fake, flimsy bullshit. Our society is completely bullshit.
そうだからさ、
All this stuff
なんかほら、
is made up.
Waipio Valley とかに行ったら、
mm-hmm.
わーってなるじゃん。
But it's not like you're not out in the Mulu jungles
no,
of Malaysia.
No, I don't want to be. I don't want to be.
Why is that?
I don't want to almost die.
I mean, you don't have
covered
to almost
die. Covered in leeches,
die.
That's fucking horrifying.
Just make sure you have cell phone service. Or just take a GPS with
you. There is no
you.
Service.
Or you can just take GPS with you. Satellite.
You're I fine. Guess.
You'll be chilling.I mean, this almost happened to me when I was at Zion National Park in South Utah. It's enormous, Zion.
なんかさ、アメリカのさ、番組であるじゃん。見たことない？あの、なんか、サバイバル番組みたいな。男女がスパダカで何週間とか過ごさなきゃいけない。
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
でもなんかスパダカのやつ、二人とも。謎に。なんか知らない男女なのしかも。で初めて会うときにもうお互いすっぱだかじゃなきゃいけないの。で、あこんにちはみたいな。
Was that the reality TV show that was like bullshit and that
What?
Was like, yeah.
No.
No.
What? I don't know. But なんか毎回違う男女でなんか、mm. その辺のさ川の水とかって急に飲んだら、まあ場所にもよるんだろうけど、何それこそトキソプラズマとかなんかさ変な病原体とかがいてすごいセックになっちゃう。
Well, if it's a river, you should be okay.
でもなんかそこのリバーはダメなの、インドかなんかの、
huh.
でダメなのにもう耐えきれなくて飲んじゃって案の定なんか病気になったりとか。
I mean, everyone has toxoplasmosis anyways.
でなんかすごい寒いみたいなさ、mm-hmm. もうやりたくない。あの Man in Wild?
Yeah, I've seen that.
あれはさ、なんか彼はすごい知識があるじゃん。だからなんかもう、
yeah. But some of those are seriously staged. I don't know if Man in Wild is, but some of those have likeIt's seriously straight up fucking staged.
I don't think Man in Wild is staged.
But there are other ones that I didn't think were staged.
Have you seen the show
were.
Where like, he's like, quicksand に今から入りますみたいな。
But no one would do that.
で、自分から入るの。自分から入るの。
See, that's stupid.
それで、その出方を見せてあげるみたいな。で、結構大変なんだけど、ちゃんと出られる。And he's talking the whole time like, まずこうしてこうしてみたいな。
出やすいやつ選んだんじゃない？
いや、かなりもう、でなんか途中でちょっと辛くてでなんかはっはっみたいな感じになってて、えこれで本当に出られなかったらどうすんのみたいな。別に綱とかもつけないでさ。
What if you just died and that was the end of the show?
まあだから怖すぎるよね。なんか見てるこっちもさ、えこの人大丈夫かなみたいな。面白いよね。でも私はやりたくない。私ヒルなんかもう一個ついただけでもさ、えーっ ってなるのにさ。
But everyone should do this. I think this is very important. You don't know what the fuck you are as a living thing unless you do something like this. I really don't think so.
正直このアンドリューさんギリギリだからね。2週間とか言って、これちょっと見つからなかったらもう死んでたよ。
Yeah, I seriously almost died in Zion because when I drove up to Utah, like they weren't on daylight saving time or something, and this in the state that I had driven from was.
Ah, yeah, you told me about this. And
so, just by chance, I got on the last possible, the last bus out of there, and I had no idea it was the last bus. But if I hadn't gotten on that bus, I would have been abandoned deep.In Zion National Park, among like mountain lions, and
yeah, but then like you could stay if you can survive one night. There's gonna be another bus in the morning, right? Andrew was out there for 2 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah,
and he was completely lost.
I mean, the Zion National Park, you don't want to be there.
I mean, thank God that his family knew where he was going to. If he didn't tell anyone, oh, it's like 127 hours.あったじゃん映画、yeah. あれはさ言ってなかったんだよね場所を
was it 127?
One... yeah wasn't it? yeah no?
okay
yeah I think it was 127あれは家族に言ってなかったんだよねだからあんなさ怖い方法でさ、
mm-hmm.
もう私あれ見た時私だったらもう諦めて死んでると思った、
まあ、so wait so you haventYou haven't, like, been out in the wilderness by yourself before?
No.
Really?
I'm a girl. Okay, you need to understand. You need to understand, like, women, it's really hard for women to travel on their own. It is not safe.
Well, in the wilderness, it doesn't make a huge difference. I know that a lot of women do,
but... No, but, like, to get there, you need to travel, John.
Yeah.
You know, men can just go to Egypt or whatever, like backpacking, but that's not the case for women. You know?
Yeah. Who said this? This is like, well, there's something, okay, so there's something that happens when you leave our little kingdom here, mm-hmm. you know, the kingdom of Tokyo. When you go outside of the kingdom walls into the wilderness, into actual nature,
yeah.
and you're by yourself, you're alone.For the first time, you're like legit yeah. alone. You're completely alone, and there's some and for some reason, some people become unbelievably anxious.
Oh yeah, I have that. I have agoraphobia.
Well, I don't know if that's quite agoraphobia. It's just being away from society.
Well, it's like being away from society and being in a vast space.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also called agoraphobia. I have yeah. that. So I think I talked about this, but like New Zealand とか、ニュージーランドのなんかちっちゃい島とかに行って、もう人も全然いないし、もうただのフィールド、もう草っぱらになんか羊がちょっといるみたいな、とかあとスイスとかオーストリアのもう本当に高原とか山で、もう見渡す限り草みたいなとこ行くと、もうはっはっはってなっちゃう。ああもう怖いみたいな
For what?
なんかどこまで行っても同じ景色でなんか自分がどこにいるのかも分かんないし道もあんまりないし
But that's just unfamiliarity If you were Tarzan and we brought you into the Tokyo Kingdom You would freak out
I guess But I don't get it in a city where it's totally unknown to me Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's very similar to this
No, even if it's totally different, like...
It's, that's not totally different. It's... They're fucking big rectangles and there's people in them.
Yeah,
It's the but, same shit.
But it's like... It, right? I get really anxious, like... Ha, 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 like panic attack, you know?
So it's not nature, it's just open spaces or what is it?
Yeah, open space. あの、森とかは平気なんだよね。
Can you try doing this? Can you just go out into the wilderness and just hang out for like a day and just think and see what happens?
I could probably go in a forest and I'll be totally fine. But not in a...
We'll find you 2 weeks later.
like, not in a vast field.
Like, yeah.
I really well, don't like it.
Vast fields aren't really...
Quite.
A jungle situation, you know? There's something...
でも私、leeches に襲われたくないもん。
Yeah, you just don't touch them. This guy didn't know what he was doing. I mean, he was eating like ferns and shit. Like, that's level one.
I didn't even know that ferns are edible. Like, ferns don't look yummy.
Well, they don't really have calories.
Like, aren't ferns really firm? Like, is it even...
Well, he said ferns, but we don't... I mean, he was probably just eating leaves, but that doesn't really work if you're a person.
Well, you're not going to be... You're a backpacker. You're not going to be suddenly hunting for animals, right?
On day two, I would... Once I'm lost, I would be.
Yeah, I would probably try to think about all the knowledge that I got from the Hunger Games.
He said... Oh my God, you're dead. You're dead in a day. He said he was trying to use the sun to navigate.
Okay.
But I guess he wasn't smart enough. Which is kind of... too bad. If you have a watch and you can see the sun, you can pretty much figure out which way is which, or you can just use the stars to navigate. This is like basic stuff that the most basic Aboriginal person understands about how to move through nature. There's certain instincts that humans have that, I mean, these Aboriginal people can run for like 50 miles straight, like no problem. They just travel along ridges and they can sneak up to animals. And then we have people in our society with like the most, he's got like a rifle and he's like still can't shoot anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we're just weak sauce.
There's this quote that it's like, I forget what it was exactly, but it's like, if you're lonely when you're alone, it's because you're in bad company. So there's something to be said about being able to be completely by yourself and not being despairing about it.
Right.
You're like that character in A Brave New World, the female escort that's assigned to the main character in the book, where he flies her out in a helicopter over this bay away from society, and then she panics. All right. Right, she panics, she can't
no,
stand
I love
it
nature can't. I love being in parks and I love being in the forest,
as long as everything is really secure and taken care of. And maybe if it was a camping situation, you'd be
I don't want to survive. Like, I don't want to be covered with leeches, that's all.
I just think that, and this is probably a minority opinion, but nature has a lot to say. There is this philosopher, Jean-Paul Sartre, who he's behind like existentialism and stuff, but he said that nature is mute. And mute meaning that, you know, it doesn't speak.
Right.
Nature doesn't speak. But that's bullshit. I mean, if you go out into nature, you realize that signals are being sent. Every single noise that you hear has an intended listener, that this is such a dynamic, and you start to understand the parallels between nature and ourselves and what we're doing. It all sort of becomes contextualized when you exit culture and you interact with the real world. That is the real world, is the small portions of nature that are left on this planet.
Right.
It's completely sincere. It's not trying to sell you anything. You know, you're coming directly in contact with the true nature of reality, right?
Yeah. So I have some plants and my cats. In my concrete apartment.
Yeah. We've been holed up in concrete structures for so long that I don't even know what's normal, or if this guy's weird, or I don't know. Yeah, you can relate to his statement, yeah? His social media statement.
Right. Yeah.
It turned out that he was only like 5 kilometers away from like civilization. Like, if he had just walked in a particular
that
direction for like 5 kilometers. Yeah.
Oh.
Like, he wasn't that far away from I forget what it was that he was nearby.
Well, I guess psychologically it feels like, I mean, well, you don't tell. Know this. So yeah. So I mean, like, you're walking so many days and it's like, oh my God, you know.
But he thought he was going to die.
I would. I mean, 2 weeks, you know, of course he thinks he's going to die. Yeah. What is he supposed to think? Like, I'll be totally fine, you know.
Yeah, he had a 40% performance boost and he still couldn't get himself out of the situation.
Well, he survived for 2 weeks. That's pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. お話終わり?
Yep.
Mac と iPhone と Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で何でも読み放題っていう激安プランをやっていますので、ぜひ。あと何 ?Twitter、Facebook、Instagram フォローお願いします。
お願いします。
質問は Twitter でしていただけると返しやすいです。あと、App update? No, not yet.
It's being submitted to Apple, but okay. It should be a week or two.
Yeah. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Kana?
By the time we come back, we'll have a new president of the United States.
Sokka. Are? It's a kimaru no? It's a kaihyo っていうか決定するの?
Doesn't it happen on the 8th? So in 5 days?
So, we'll
have an answer.
Yeah, もうそれまで考えないどこ。もう考えてもしょうがないからね、ここまで来たら。
Did you do anything for Halloween?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Interesting.
なんかした Halloween?
No. But it looked, I mean, it looked like people were having fun. I don't know, I was just kind of busy.
六本木にはいたんだけど、ディナーしに。でも、だからちょっとは見たよ、なんか来てる人とか。でも、寒かったよね。
Yeah.
なんか、ハロウィンこんな寒くないよね、いつも。だってあんな裸みたいな格好して、私外とか歩いてたんだよ。
Yeah.
よく寒くなかったなと思って。私もう無理だわ。
No, everyone had already committed. They committed to what they were gonna wear. And so when it was cold...
まあ関係ないんだけど、でも寒いもん。もう嫌だと思った。もう無理だわ。私はもういいや。
Yeah, like the coldest Halloween ever, my friend did the... そんなの関係ない。Who is that guy?
ああ、小島よしお。
Yeah, so he was wearing just a speedo.
バカでしょ。
And it was so cold.
全身鳥肌だよね。
Yeah.
無理だよ。
That commitment.
無理です。いや、やんなかったね、今年は。でもすごかったみたいね、渋谷の。歩行者天国にしたから、mm-hmm. めっちゃ人が上からの写真見たけど
It's cool. It might be like the biggest holiday in Japan.
Yeah.
Right?
もともとね、だってコスプレとかさ上手な国だからね、なんかあの向いてるっていうか、でお祭りも好きだしね、日本は、
mm-hmm.
楽しいよね、みんななんかいろんな子供とかもさ仮装して
I guess Christmas is soon-ish. Thanksgiving.Nothing really happens for Thanksgiving.
もうハロウィン終わったらクリスマスだね、日本は。クリスマス終わったらもうお正月。
They're gonna start busting out all the Christmas stuff in like,
そう、もう出るよ。
In like a week. Right?
もう出始めるよ。
I always think it's so early.
超早いよ。でもクリスマスソングとかかかり始めちゃうからね。
ちょっとやりきなくなる。Before Christmas.
早すぎて。
Yeah.
そうだね。結構こっからあっという間なんだよね。で、お正月終わったらすぐバレンタインとかあるしさ。イベントが盛りだくさんだよ。いやー、すごいよね。
Time flies.
なんかさ、今週
2017.
I know.
What?
超未来っぽいよね、聞こえが。
Yeah, then we'll only be 3 years off from 2020, which is like super futuristic.
Yeah.
We're gonna have everyone's baby is gonna be a clone. Artificial intelligence will be controlling Donald Trump.via satellite.
いや、なんかね、今週の爆笑問題カウボーイ聞いてたら、 なんか田中さんが太田さんがゲップできないことを初めて聞いたって言ってたんだけど、絶対嘘だよね。うちら話したことあるよね。太田さんゲップできないんだって、マミもできないんだよって言ったよね。なんか he was like confused like、え絶対言ったよみたいな。でも田中さんは so sure like、 いや絶対初めて聞いたみたいな、yeah. 嘘だよね。だって話したことあるよね、うちの番組で多分、mm.
I think yeah、
だってなかなかいないからね、ゲップできない人。私の周りは私しかいない。
Is it just you two in the world?
あとあのマネージャーさんもできないんだって、
I can't not burp though. That's me. Like if I drink coke or something, I'm just gonna be burping.
え、もうすぐ出る？その飲んでから。
It takes like 2.5 minutes. Something like that.
Okay.
So it builds up. I have to drink like half a can, and then I reach a limit of like gip
threshold.
Yeah.
なんか私は太田さんが説明してたのと本当一緒で、こう喉まで来ないの、だから空気がなんか胸まで来て、なんか痛い時もある。グーってなって、
どうなるの？
そのままどっか行っちゃう。
Into his bloodstream or like where?
わかんない、どっから出て、なんか皮膚から発散されてんのかな。でも出たことないね。
不思議。
うん。それかもうすごい気持ち悪い時とかに、
うん。
なんか。なんてもう吐くぐらいになったら空気出てくる時もあるけど。
It just seems so weird to me. Is there something? There's got to be like a structural difference or something.
ね。
Right?、うん、like if we X-ray your
なんか遺伝的に、yeah. 遺伝子的に何かが違うのかな。
Yeah, it's like weird.
仕組みが違うのかな。
There are weird differences in people though. Like some people have an extra, what was it? Like a bone in their
あ、そう、あの手首にね、骨が一本ある人、yeah, yeah. あとさ、この何、人差し指をさ、第一関節から曲げれる、mm-hmm. 子がさ、いてさ、そんなの大人になってからさ、見て見てとかやんないから忘れてたけどさ、
yeah.
この間、高校の時の友達の結婚式行って、久しぶりにその同じ子のそれを見て、あ、懐かしい、yeah. そういえば小学校の時も私これ見たみたいなさ。
Do your fingers go really far back on your hand?
あ、いかない、あの親指がさ、こう手首につく人とかね。
Do you see how like my thumb pops out on this hand?
は？
It's like a there's a joint in my thumb that allows my thumb.
いや、それはない。何それ？何これ？どうなってんの？
You see how it sticks out like that? Isn't that weird?
何外れてんの関節が
？No, it's just like this. It just works like this.
ガタガタってなるの？
But like kickboxing, I injured my other thumb like 2 months ago, and I can't do it anymore.So now I have like
normal hand,
a normal hand and like a
weird hand.
Like double, they call it double jointed.
Ah, それが double jointed ってことなの?
Yeah, I think so. And like being able to bend your fingers like way back. Like,
ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to be able to.
無理やめてやめて。痛い痛い痛い痛い痛い。もういいよ。やんないで。怖い。
Before I could touch it here to the back of my head, isn't that
weird? 折れるよ。うわ、もう見るだけでやだ。
Well, I did it once, and then I think my mom was like, "Oh, if you eat satsumaimo or something, it'll get more flexible." So I was like stretching my fingers and eating satsumaimo. It was like super 無駄.
嘘でしょ?
No, that's well. You mean the satsumaimo? No, it's BS. I'm sure. I don't know.
なんで?
ウケるね。 I don't know what that has to do with it.
マイケルママ。 But... 変なの。 Okay.
Yeah.
終わり?
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。